好，我哋一齐睇圣经。Let's look at the Bible。我哋继续喺马可福音十三章。We're going to continue in the book of Mark, chapter 13. 我哋今日睇二十八至到十三十 ，in 三十一。This morning we're going in chapter 13, verse 28 to 31. 我哋一路喺马可福音睇紧耶稣翻嚟末世嘅道理 ，and we've been studying in the book of Mark, chapter 13, about the end times and the second coming of Jesus. 所以呢个冇今日我哋睇十三章二十八至到三十一，我哋睇无花果树嘅比喻。And this morning we'll be looking at verse 28 to 31 at the parable of the fig tree. 你话你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发乱长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们几时看见这些事成就，也该知道人子近了。正在门口了，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主啊，我们多谢你，今天我们在你的教会当中，我们有机会很平安很舒服坐在这里唱诗赞美。主要想到在苗族他这么贫穷的时候，又冇咁舒適嘅環境，但係佢都願意去親近主、愛主。神真係靠你俾我哋心裏面去受激勵，係有佢咁天真、咁單純嘅心去愛慕耶穌。我哋知道耶穌你翻嚟嘅日子好逼近，你正在門口裏。我哋靠耶穌俾我哋一個嘅迫切嘅心，喺呢個世代末世嘅時候為耶穌傳福音。我们多谢主听他祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 还有一个报告想大家为这件事祈祷。 There's a special thing that we need to share with you and ask for everyone to pray about。 我在云南回来那晚打开电邮的收到一个信。 When I came back from Yunnan province, I turned on my internet and got an email from somebody。 有一个弟兄呢，他知道我们要买教会，他跟我们说、如果我们接受他的条件，他是可以出九成的数，我们教会出一成，他用两厘的、条件，不知道是两个%还是两厘，要跟他谈清楚。他是、借钱给我们可以买一个教堂，就是买一个工厂去做教会。His brother said that he would put up 90% of the money that it takes to buy a factory building. If our church could put up 10%, he'd lend it to us at 2%. And if we accept his, conditions, he'll come over and talk to us about it. 因为我们现在呢，如果要买一个400万的单位，一成就是40万。 And if we were going to buy a $4 million property, that means that we'd have to put up with $400,000. 我们现在求堂基金呢，又有差不多9万多，差不多10万。如果是这样，还差30万。 And in our building fund we have $90,000 almost am I English right? Yeah, $90,000, almost $100,000. So we're still $300,000 short. 但我们昨晚开理事会想着一些方法，就是如果借银行那一成，或者是弟兄姊妹是呼唤大家一起奉献，看怎样怎样，就是我们有没有办法，就算他借到九成给我们，我们是定期还回给他，够不够？昨晚又计算数，即係可能如果借20年都要每個月還二萬幾，係咪？咁我求主呢，如果呢個真係神嘅心意呢，我哋可以一齊為呢件事祈禱。So last night in our board meeting we were discussing all these, and if we were take a 20-year loan from this brother, and then we'd even have to pay back over $20,000 a month, over 20-year time. So just pray that, you know, if we could financially do it, because 因為我哋冇乜錢，但係我哋如果人哋要咁樣祝福，我哋睇下係咪神嘅意思。We don't have a lot of money, but if this is God's plan and if He wants to bless it, then we just need to pray and see what God's will is. 係咪？喺神裏邊冇難成的事。There's nothing impossible with God. 啊，講開錢，我要講多一樣嘢。And as we're talking about money, there's one more thing I have to mention. 感謝主，我哋一路收奉獻就帶去雲南，係咪？ We are collecting an offering to take to the church in Yunnan province. 我哋收集咗係12,000+人民幣，我哋送咗俾佢嘅，係你哋嘅奉獻。And we gave the church there 12,000 plus RMB, money that you all gave in donations to them. 这个是神的恩典。我们分了三个，一个总教堂和两个村，是分董德兴和我们分了给他三个地方。And Brother Dong split it in three different locations, the main church and the two villages that we visited.It was divided among them. So, 感謝主，你哋係天上有福， and you all have a blessing in heaven for taking a part in that. 好，我哋繼續睇聖經。馬福音十三章無花果樹，呢個耶穌講要從呢個無花果樹學個比方。Jesus said that we need to learn a parable, a lesson from this fig tree.咁呢個無花果樹呢，我哋一路講緊末世，知道耶穌都喺末世嗰、那個題目裏面講緊。And we know that we've been talking about the end times, and Jesus is still on the subject of the end times. 所以佢話我哋見到無花果樹發芽長大嘅時候呢，佢末世就到，耶穌正在門口。And Jesus says that when we see the fig tree blossom and with leaves, that we know that the time is close. 因為我們都可以看到一些樹木呢，是冬天、秋天它落葉，經過冬天到春天呢，它又有翻葉，你知道夏天就來到。You know, just looking at normal trees, we see in the autumn when they lose their leaves, they go through the winter, and then in the springtime, they grow back their green leaves. You know that summertime is coming.这个理所当然我们可以明白，看到一些环境，我们知道有什么事来紧的。And we can tell by looking, observing it, what's happening, that things are going to, something new is coming. 所以耶稣是这样的意思，他说，擘大你的眼，我所说的这些东西的，你可以知道，当这些事发生的时候，越来越逼近我要回来。And so Jesus is saying, open your eyes, when you see these things that I've been talking about happen, you'll know that the end is coming close.所以我很相信我们很接近耶稣回来的日子。 I believe that we are very close to the end times when Jesus is coming back. 但是这个无花果树呢，有另外一个的解释，我觉得在圣经里面我都可以很接受这个解释， 是另一个的解释。 But there's another explanation for this fig tree that I think is fits very well with the overall teaching of the Bible. 那这个无花果树在教約聖經都是代表以色列國。 And in the Old Testament we see that the fig tree does represent Israel. 你可以跟我看看耶利米書24:5. You can look in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 24 and verse 5. 因為耶利米他見到一些無花果，有些是好的無花果，有些是不好的無花果。 And Jeremiah saw a vision of good figs and bad figs. 跟住耶利米呢，第24:5是这样讲。 And then in verse 24 verse 5 it says this: 耶和华以色列的神如此说，被掳去的犹太人，就是我打发离开这地到迦南底的人之地去，我必看顾他们，好像好无花果，使他们得好处。It says that God is going to watch over his people like good figs. 所以耶稣神喺度讲紧以色列人好似无花果，系神嘅子民。我哋知道圣经里边葡萄树呢系代表以色列，系咪 ？You know that in the Bible the the vine, the grapevine, represents Israel.
但无花果都是
But even the fig tree also represents Israel.
我请问大家呢，有乜嘢是代表中国？
Do you know what represents China?
蛤？鸡？
我第一次听。You said chicken, that's my first time.
是龙嘛，是吧？龙的传人。
It should be a dragon, right? The children of the dragon.
黄河呢代都可以代表中国，是吧？
How about the Yangtze River?
黄河都好像一条龙，是吧？澳门好像龙，龙什么？龙爪还是龙头？
Even some people say that Macau is part of a dragon, this claw or something, I don't know.
但现代有另一个动物代表中国，你知不知道什么动物？
Yeah, there's another animal that modern China that represents modern China, the panda bear,
熊猫。所以你可以话龙的传人，或者可以话熊猫的传人，好似唔好听啊。
So, children of the dragon or children of the panda bear, I don't know.
但系而家熊猫就代表和平，系咪？中国系同人哋系建立邦交，系和平嘅。
So the panda is like a symbol of peace as China builds peace with other nations.
I
wonder if ping pong is also a symbol of China.
同样的仪式里有葡萄树和无花果树都是代表仪式里。
And in the same way that the dragon and the panda represent China, so does the vine and the fig tree represent Israel.
你睇何西阿书第九章第十节。
Look in the book of Hosea, chapter 9, verse 10.
呢个何西阿书第九章十节话：主说，我遇见以色列与葡萄在旷野，我看见我他们的列祖与无花果树。上春季初熟的果子，他们却来到巴力君以尊拜那可憎羞耻的，就成为可憎恶的，与他们所爱的一样。
I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw her fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time.
所以我们看到无花果树和葡萄树都是代表以色列，但可惜呢个以色列远离咗神，佢嘅无花果系被毁坏丢弃嘅。啊，又睇约珥书第一章第六节。
Look in Joel chapter 1 verse 6 and 7, or verse 7.
第六节同埋第七节。
In Joel chapter 1 verse 7, it says, God, in crying out against the destruction that had taken place of this nation, he said,He have laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. So Israel was likened unto the vine in the parable, but is also likened to the fig tree.
你说有一对蝗虫又强盛又无数侵犯我的地，它的牙齿如狮子的牙齿，大牙与母狮的大牙，它毁坏我的葡萄树，碌了我无花果树的皮，碌尽而丢弃啊，剥尽而丢弃，使之条芦柏。
所以呢个睇到又系无花果树，又系葡萄树，都系代表以色列。So here again we see that the vine and the fig tree both are representing Israel.
耶稣话：你从无花果树学个秘方，当佢长叶。发芽的时候发卵，你知道回你的日子近。
Jesus said, look at the fig tree, the parable of the fig tree, when the fig tree has leaves and sprouting buds, you know that the time is near.
耶稣这样讲 是一个很奇妙的一个真理。
And Jesus saying this is a very interesting truth.
我们知道耶稣钉十字架是公元33年。
You know that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, it was the year 33 AD.
耶稣钉十字架之后，从死里复活， 跟住喺公元70年，以色列被毁坏，圣殿被拆坏。But you know, then in the year 70 AD, Israel was dispersed. The temple was destroyed, and the children of Israel were dispersed all over the world.
以色列人喺嗰阵时系分散到世界各地嘅，冇咗自己嘅土地，冇咗自己嘅国家。
And they no longer had their own land. They no longer had their own place.
佢去到世界各地都系受逼迫
，and wherever they went around the world, they were persecuted.
中国都有以色列人。邓弟兄喺云南，唔知点解无端端同我讲话，以前福建都有以色列人。
I don't know why, but Brother Dong told me that even Fujian used to have Jewish people there.
但好似文化大革命啊，死晒定唔知咩。
They're all killed or something in the Cultural Revolution. I don't know.
世界各地都有犹太人，冇自己嘅地方。但系好奇妙咧，世界各地嘅犹太人啊，当时咧系保存自己嘅文化、言语同埋信仰。
Even though they did not have their own country, they continued and preserved their culture, their language, and their faith.
差唔多1900年时间。佢冇咗自己嘅国家，接近2000年系冇自己嘅土地。
It's over 1,900 years, almost 2,000 years that they did not have their own country.
但系，请问有冇人系1940几年出世呢
？Is there anybody here that was born in the 1940s or before,
或者四几年之前出世有冇？
Anybody born before the 1940s?
1940几年之前出世举手。怕丑唔想表示自己咁长系咪
？We're afraid to tell everybody how old we are.
我系1958年出世。
I was born in 1958.
咁啊，呢度有另一位年轻人啊，同我同年啊。
And there's a young person here that's my same age.
咁但係我1958年出世，以色列已經復國咗10年。喺我嘅生活嘅時候，以色列已經係一個國家。
But when I was born, Israel was already a nation for 10 years.
你知道以色列1948年係再建立一個國家。
Israel became a nation in the year 1948.
So, if you are 1948年前嘅人咧，所生活呢个世界系冇以色列国呢样嘢。
And so, before 1948, there was no Israel in the world.
有差唔多2000年冇呢个地方，有个土地，但系冇呢个国家。
There was that land, that place, but there is no country called Israel.
喺你而家咧，日日睇新聞都見到呢個地方，覺得有咩特別啊，牧師
？And now almost every day on the news, you hear about Israel. You say, Pastor, this is nothing special. It's just another country.
唔係嘅，係一個現代嘅神蹟嚟嘅。
It's not just another country. It's a modern miracle.
邊一個民族可以經過差唔多2000年冇自己嘅國家，但係去邊度俾人逼迫、俾人批鬥？过咗2000年，可以翻翻去建立一个强国。
Who other people? What other people in the history of the world have gone for 2,000 years without a country? Go wherever they go, they're persecuted, they're slaughtered, and after 2,000 years, come back and build a strong nation.
系冇嘅，系一个现代嘅神迹，系神一路保护佢。我觉得好似神保护苗族嘅，系个山头，系保护佢嘅信仰，系纯正，系强嘅热爱主一样咁犀利嘅。
It's almost like as God has preserved the Miao tribe on the mountains of Yunnan province, and He's preserved them for 100 years and kept them strong in their faith and pure in their faith.
神系可以保护，神系奇妙嘅。
God can preserve. He is an amazing God.
所以我哋见到呢个以色列，佢系曾经系毁坏、分散咗，跟住翻翻嚟。
And so we see that this children of Israel, they were scattered and they were brought back together.
可能你会记得早几个礼拜，唔系早一两个月前，我哋讲紧一个嘅耶稣讲
有人朝早行路肚饿，见到一个无花果树。
You might remember a few months ago we were talking and Jesus was walking down the road and he was hungry this morning and he saw a fig tree.
记唔记得？耶稣见到嗰个无花果树有叶嘅，佢想食嘅，去到嘅冇果嘅。
And Jesus saw the fig tree and it had leaves and he wanted to eat and he walked up to it but there's no fruit on the tree.
跟住耶稣咒咗嗰个无花果树话：从今以后永远都唔好再结果，冇人会食你嘅果。
And Jesus then cursed the fig tree and said, from today on, forever, you will never have fruit again.
我们记得那天我们说这个无花果树代表以色列，是不是？
If you remember that day, we said that this represented Israel.
耶稣来到以色列他的国家想找属灵的果子，但是找不到，因为以色列人枯干。
And Jesus came to the children of Israel and he was searching for spiritual fruit and he couldn't find any because they were dry.
他有这个外表的宗教的外表，但是他没有真正的生命。
They had the outside appearance of religion, but they didn't have the true inner life.
他是耶稣都钉在十字架。他自己的救主他都不认得他。
And they even crucified their own Messiah. They didn't recognize him and they crucified him on the cross.
因为他心里面枯干，没有属灵生命。
Because inside their heart they were dried up, spiritually dry.
那天在庙祝那里讲六个钟头，早上神就给个信息我，就是讲干旱的人生。
And that day in the tribe, in the mountains, in the morning, the Lord gave me a message to share about spiritual dryness.
因为我感受到他苗族都是有这个传统，有这个好好的基础，但是很多人经过这么多年呢，开始心灵枯干的。
Because it seemed like they had this 100 years of tradition of being in the church, and they loved the Lord, and yet their spiritual life had dried up.
为什么会枯干呢？没有新鲜感的。
They had no freshness in their life.
他几次都是他讲来讲去，他讲的东西我已经懂了的，看来看我都明白了，我有五代基督徒，你想还讲什么？
You know, it's like, whatever you say, I've already heard it all. I know what you're going to say, I've read it all. And I'm a fifth generation Christian, I know it all.
于是没有新鲜感，在山头又耕田又回教会，耕田又回教会，耕田又回教会，又是这样咯。
If they live on the mountaintop, they go to the farm, they come to church. Go to the farm, come to church. Go to the farm, come to church. That's all they knew.
于是开始枯干。有的人我们有问答，叫他写下问答，他问什么问题，你知不知道？
We had a question and answer time and asking them to write down their questions. You know what they ask?
牧师，我只是祈祷不看圣经，行不行？
Can I just pray and not read my Bible?
牧师，我已经是懂了圣经那些东西，我不想再回教会，就是在家崇拜得不得？
I already know what the Bible says. Can I just stay at home and worship God on my own instead of coming to church?
即是说是对教会已经是我已经知道会发生什么事，已经惯了了，我去到是很辛苦走到去那么远，还怎么这样，不如在家自己亲近神算了。
I know what church is going to be like. I've got to walk 3 hours to get there. I know what's going to happen. I know what you're going to say. Why don't I just stay home and worship God on my own?
属灵枯干 Spiritual dryness.
你有没有试过呢？有没有经历过？ Have you ever experienced that? 看圣经看来看去又不知道讲什么。You read the Bible, you read it back and forth, and you don't know what it's saying.
祈祷好像神听不到你祷告。
And you pray, it's like God doesn't hear you.
遇到困难，遇到逆境，神你关不关心？
And you run into trouble and trials. God, are you concerned about me?
我听到一个消息，个牧师话唔识答，问我哋点样答。
We heard an instance, and the pastor didn't know how to handle it, and so he's asking Brother Dong and me.
佢话我点答啲人呢？当基督徒自杀嘅时候。我们怎样为他祈祷？
He said, Pastor, how do I handle a situation when Christians commit suicide? How do I pray for them?
哇，这里的基督徒会自杀吗？
I said, "The Christians here commit suicide?"
他说是啊，过去一年好几单啊。
He said, "Yeah, we've had a number of cases this last year."
为什么基督徒会自杀？ 绝望灰心，没盼望啊。
Why would a Christian commit suicide? They're hopeless, in despair, no hope.
心灵疲乏枯干，
dry in their spirit, in their heart.
属灵枯干，你有个外表会唱诗，会翻教会，会祷告，但里边系枯干。
But inside, it's dry.
以色列系咁，耶稣又就着无花果树，跟住公元70年，佢分散咗2000年。
Israel was like that. They were dry, they were dried up, no spiritual fruit, and then 2000, for 2000 years dispersed around the world.
你同埋我有冇经历过呢个属灵生命嘅枯干？嗰朝呢，唔系嗰个晏昼呢，我同佢讲四五个钟头干旱嘅人生。
So I shared with them for 5 hours about spiritual dryness.
我哋开头讲枯干嘅人生点解会枯干？
At first, we talked about why we get spiritual dry.
我今日冇时间同你讲五个钟头，唔使惊。
I don't have time to share with you this morning for 5 hours.
如果你愿意我留低喺度，你留唔留低啊？
If you want me to, I can share what I shared with them for 5 hours. You want to stay here all day?
我知道你唔会。
跟住我哋讲到枯干有时对我哋有好处。 And then we talked about how spiritual dryness sometimes is good for us.
我哋遇到困难，遇到疾病，遇到一啲嘅逆境，系要我哋成长。
Because as we have sickness, as we meet obstacles, as we have trials in our life, these trials are for our good, for our benefit.
神系用呢啲嘅俾我哋成长。
God uses these so that we can grow in Christ.
跟住第三堂，我同佢分享咗，每一堂系个半钟头。第三堂我同佢分享咗，点样去克服枯干嘅生命。
And then in the third lesson, each lesson was 1.5 hours. The third lesson I shared with him about how to overcome spiritual dryness.
弟兄姊妹，我哋可以克服枯干嘅生命。
如果你自己觉得你枯干，你都可以克服佢。 We can overcome, we can come out, and we can come through the spiritual dryness. If you're spiritually dry today, you have hope.
我们要继续坚持看圣经，祈祷，亲近主。
We need to continue reading the Bible, praying and seeking after God.
要继续去唱歌，要继续赞美主。
要有异象。 We need to continue to worship and praise God, and we need vision.
可能瞄着失去了他的异象。
Maybe they lost their vision.
我跟他分享异象的时候，我很惊讶一件事，我真的很难相信。
As I was sharing with them about vision, something, I was so amazed, I couldn't believe it.
他唱歌好像天使一样，歌都会唱歌就很美丽的。 我问他，你120年信着主这么久，你的瞄着有没有人自己作曲填词？ 他说没试过。
They all sing like angels. They're all beautiful singers. I asked them, in 120 years that you've had the gospel preached to you and you all sing so well, have any of you ever written your own music, your own songs? And they said, never.
我挑战他说，神要使用你们，你要自己作曲，可能你祈祷求神给你恩赐，可以作曲填词，或者这个人有歌词，这个人有旋律，那个人有四部音的分布，那个人有手拉琴。
的曲谱，你祈祷神系俾你哋系一啲嘅新歌去唱。佢唱去唱去140年都系嗰啲歌。 They've been singing the same songs for 100 years. I said, maybe God will give one of you the gift of writing new songs. Another one will give you the words for the new songs. Another one, God will give you the gift to write the 4-part harmonies. And another one, God will give you the gift to write the accordion.
他很兴奋，那些妇女，哇，那些老人家，哇，他们眼睛睁大了，好像着了灯，是哦。
It's like a light blew up in their lights. All these ladies and these elderly ladies, and it's like, wow, I can do that. God can use me. 可以嘅，就算你小朋友、你中年人、你老年人，神可以用得着你嘅。Doesn't matter if you're a young person today, a middle-aged person, or an older person. God can use you. 我哋要有异象，系咪？枯干嘅生命可以突破，可以脱离。A dry life, spiritual dryness. We can grow out of it. We can learn from it. 我哋睇到呢个无花果树。2000年枯干都有翻生命。Look at this parable of the fig tree, 2,000 years and it has life again. 弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到神好爱我哋嘅，要我哋属灵生命增大、长大。God loves us so much; He wants us to grow spiritually in our lives that we can grow strong.我哋睇教育圣经另一个嘅经文喺以西结书37章。Let's look in the Old Testament again at Ezekiel chapter 37. 呢我哋好快睇完就帮我哋明白呢个以色列无花果树枯干嘅再复生嘅。And this is, we're just going to look very briefly at this and see how God has raised up and rejuvenated the dried up fig tree and given them new life of Israel. 你睇37章第一节同埋第二节。Look in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 37 of Ezekiel. 佢话耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华藉我的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨。他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知最平原的骸骨甚多，且而且极其枯干。所以以西结在异象里面去到一个地方，见到这些骸骨。Ezekiel in a vision saw a whole valley of dried bones. 骸骨代表什么？你知不知道？ Do you know what these dry bones are representing?唔使估，圣经话我哋听。我哋继续睇第五节到第六节。Look at verse 5 and 6。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华。Israel, yes. 未算话呢啲代表以色列，呢啲骸骨枯干嘅，喺度嘅，冇生命嘅。其实我哋唔使估，你睇十一节。We don't need to guess. Look at verse 11. 主对我说：人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说：我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指头失去了，我们灭绝，正尽了。Yes, the bones, dried up bones of Israel. 但是神叫以西结向他呼唤，跟着他重新起来，建立一个大军队。And then God told Ezekiel to speak to them, and the bones came back to life.And became a strong army. 1948年就係發生喺我哋嘅年代發生嘅。This happened in our generation. 1948係一個神蹟嚟嘅，骷髏骨頭可以再起身咧，喺電影得，喺現實生活唔得。You can dry bones become back to life only in the movies. It doesn't happen in real life. 但係呢度見到以色列呢個國家重有。一个新生命是神迹来的。But we see in our lifetime that God brought Israel back to life. It's a miracle. 弟兄姊妹，耶稣说你见到无花果树发卵长叶的时候，我回来的日子近，正在门口， Jesus said, when you see the fig tree sprout, bear leaves, my return is soon. I'm at the door. 耶稣就来回来, 耶稣很快回来。 一个年代是多少? How long is a generation? 我们没人知道耶稣何时回来, 但我们可以从这些事的时候, 我们知道耶稣很快回来。 Nobody knows when Jesus is coming back. But we can look at these and say, it's soon. 一个年代有多少? How long is a generation? 有人说40年, some people say 40 years. 有人说是一个年代的一般的寿命, some people say the average lifetime for that generation. 现在的一般的寿命是70年, in our generation an average lifetime is 70 years. 或者当是100年, 一个世纪, maybe it's 100 years, a century. 或者耶稣的意思就是说那个时段是不知道是多少年，但是那个时候是接近。如果耶稣死到现在2000年，如果100年、200年都是算很短的时间。 And maybe Jesus is just saying in that time period, and if you take from the time that Jesus died on the cross till now, 2,000 years, even 100 years or 200 years is just a very short part of that time. 但我们知道耶稣何时回来, 是很近。 We know that Jesus' return is going to be soon. 所以今天呢, 在总结的时候, 我有6样东西给我们思考。 So in closing this morning, I have 6 things for us to think about. 第一, 神的应许必定成就。 The first is that God's promises will be fulfilled.
如果神应许你一些东西,圣经里面的应许一定会成全。
If God has given you a promise, the promises in the Bible, God will do them.
这个可以给我们有信心,给我们有把握。
This should give us faith and hope.
因为我们知道圣经说,神会怎样照顾,怎样保护,我们可以抓住神的应许,不用怕。
Because we know as God has given us promises in the Bible, we hold on to those promises, we don't need to be afraid.
如果经过2000年的俘虏骨头可以复活,
耶稣讲得到, if after 2,000 years, a bunch of dry bones can come back to life, if God says He's going to do it, He's going to do it.
是吗?
你今天有什么担心?有什么忧虑?你看圣经给你什么应许? What worries and fears do you have this morning? Look in your Bible and you will find the solution. You will find the answer.
第二,知道神能够做这么大的神迹,有这么大的作为,祂是伟大的神,在我们生命一样可以做大事。
The second point that you need to remember this morning is God can do such an mighty miracle, an amazing thing. God is all-powerful and almighty. If He can do this in Israel, what can He do for you?
神可以为你做大事。
God can do mighty things for you.
神在共产主义国家保护这个苗族的保护绿色族保护其他那些族的信仰、纯正、坚强。
在这样的环境里面, if God can preserve the Miao tribe and He can preserve the Lusu tribe and the Lahu tribe and the other tribes, that their faith is firm and strong, He can preserve you.
第三点, 你今天有没有属灵枯干呢?
Are you spiritually dry today?
你是不是觉得看圣经没兴趣? 是不是觉得神听不到你祷告? 是不是觉得听的东西左耳入右耳出?
Do you have trouble reading the Bible? You can't get anything out of it? You pray, you think God doesn't listen to you? When you hear somebody preaching, it goes one ear out the other?
如果你属灵枯干, 你需要主再一次复兴你的生命。
If you're spiritually dry this morning, you need God to revive your spirit. You need the Lord to speak to you anew, afresh. You need to come to Christ diligently. 第四点, Number four, we know that Jesus is coming soon. 你准备好没? Are you prepared for His return? 你准备好耶稣回来会接你上到天家? Are you prepared that if He comes today that you would go with Him? 我告诉你一个很容易的方法去准备好。如果你没准备好,你只能做这件事。 There's one way to prepare, and it's very easy, and you can do it right now. 如果你没准备好,你只要这样向耶稣说,耶稣,我知道我是罪人,我相信你是神的儿子,我求你入我心,宽恕我罪。我想做你的儿女,靠耶稣拯救我。 If you're not a Christian today, all you have to do is say to God, God, I know that you are coming soon. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I know you are the Son of God. I ask you to come into my heart, forgive my sins, give me a new life. I want to be a child of God. 如果你这样跟耶稣祈祷,靠耶稣宽恕赦免你的罪,靠耶稣入到你心,你就可以有份跟耶稣一起。 And if you pray that prayer this morning, you can have part with Jesus when He comes back. 第五点, Maybe you're not just spiritually dry this morning as a Christian. Maybe you have actually walking on two different boats and straddling the bridge. And you're giving your life into the world. 我们知道很多人是星期一回教会是基督徒外表，但是星期一至星期六在外面跟非基督徒没分别。There are many people who come to church on Sunday, they're just Sunday churchgoers, but on Monday to Saturday, they're living a life like the world.
如果你这样，你可能要反省自己，你是认真跟从耶稣，因为跟随世界。
Are you truly living for Jesus or are you following the world? 如果耶稣今天回来,你怎样? If Jesus came back today, what are you going to do? 有人说,牧师,等了2000年,不用急,我还年轻,我先玩了。 And maybe some people say, Pastor, you know, Jesus hasn't come for 2,000 years. No need to worry, I'm young, I'm just going to have fun now.
如果你这样,是危险。 如果耶稣今天回来,明天回来,那么怎么办呢?
If Jesus came back today or tomorrow, what are you going to do?
其实不用说耶稣回来的。老实说,每一个人都面对同一个命运。
Everybody faces the same fate. 我们每人都要经过生老病死。 Everybody has to go through the life cycle, and one day we're going to die.
我们不知道明天发生什么事。中国大陆很多天灾人祸今年,是吧?
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and China this year has had so many natural disasters.
有没有看到那些新闻,因为太热的时候,那些巴士轮胎爆炸。
Did you see the news where people in their buses and the tires just blew up?
香港有一个司机,几个礼拜前,在车里面,熄了引擎,很乖,然后在里面焗死了。
You see the news where the driver in Hong Kong, he was so obedient to the government, turned off his air conditioner in his car and then died in his car because it's so hot?
我们不知道明天发生什么事,这样死都可以。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Can you imagine dying in your car just because you want to be a good citizen?
弟兄姊妹,我们要认真跟从耶稣。
We need to seriously walk with Jesus.
耶稣快回来。如果你属灵枯干，你想我们为你祈祷，完咗之后，我欢迎你嚟揾我一齐倾偈，或者你揾阿求叔、揾阿天叔、揾阿Linda、揾阿Pete、揾阿师母，我哋好愿意为你祈祷，求主祝福，我一齐低头祈祷。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，你系复兴枯干嘅生命。 多谢你是复兴以色列。虽然以色列人现在还未信耶稣你，但是你的国家已经是兴起了。我们求主呢， 继续做你的工作，让以色列人可以归向耶稣。最后多谢你是复兴苗族的，给他有新意象，愿他可以真的完成你所给他的托付和使命。但是主，我们靠你在我们当中，让我们每一个人是有一个托付，有一个生命，有一个使命，是为主而活，不要跟着世界。世界是花里花碌，世界有很多的吸引，有很多的赌场，有很多的钱，有很多的物质，但是主耶稣，我们知道这些不会带我们喜乐。好像苗族的时候，他是什么都没有，贫穷到飞起，但是他有喜乐，有平安，因为有神你。主要靠你帮我们当中每一个弟兄姊妹有这种心，我们知道单有耶稣已经是满足。多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后散会。